So we come this morning to our summer psalms again, and we'll be looking from Psalm 46, taking us into the middle of the 50s. And really, whenever we think about these psalms, they do speak of a place that is a refuge. It's a place of strength. That's the overarching message that we'll hear. But I did make you a promise last week that I was going to talk about tractors, and I know there's been one or two dying to hear what I'm going to say. Well, I've been tractor watching. Now, it's not like train spotting. I don't have a notebook. I don't detail what it is because, to be honest, at the speed of some tractors these days, I just see a flash going past and I couldn't even tell you what it is. In my day, and it always seems to be when I'm driving to Newcastle, the tractors go very slow. But I've been watching tractors. They've been to-ing and fro-ing from the farm because it's a busy time. The first cut of silage is in, and all of the things that have had to have gone in the preparation for that, as well as the cut itself, and then coming back and gathering, and then the slurry that needs to be spread on so that the next crop will come. And whenever I look at a tractor, I'm greatly impressed. And the reason why I say this is because I had to think back to when I learned to drive a tractor. And the first tractor that I learned to drive was a 1950s Massey Ferguson TEA 20. Does that impress you? Good. One summer's evening, my father decided it was time that I learned how to maneuver the tractor that we had at home. And so at the age of 10, he put me on the most uncomfortable metal seat I'd ever sat in. And if you know, you know. And he put me through the steps to get the tractor moving. And at the back of our house was an old railway line, and it had all been taken up whenever the railway line ceased to exist, going to Katy and then on to Castle Blaney. By the way, the most significant thing about that line was the smuggling of butter during the war, but the least said about that soon mended. And this became our tractor run, up and down this embankment, this tractor run. And each time I'd get a little braver to see what this machine could do. And I guess this is the reason why I've been thinking about tractors this morning, because they are quite literally built to be workhorses. It's not what they replaced. They replaced the donkey, they replaced the horse on the farm, so that all of those jobs that would have taken longer by quite literal horsepower has been replaced by a different kind of horsepower. And I'm going to be honest, I don't know enough about engines to fully understand all the mechanisms of the power and everything like that. All I knew on the wee Massey Ferguson was how to maneuver that lever so that that wee grey machine could go faster and slower as I wanted it to. I'd go up and down the banks of the railway cutting, and I'd confidently plough the field, and I'd take the weight of stones in the link box because I trusted this workhorse. It was built solidly. It was built with strength to do the work that needed to be done. And you know, as I've looked at the new tractors going past, if that's what a 1950s Massey Ferguson was capable of, well, what are the newer tractors with their, did you know, air-conditioned cabs? More powerful engines and far more and better equipment, attachments to do the necessary work on the farm. Quite literally, our tractors today are brutes in the work that they can do around the countryside. And it was watching these tractors in recent weeks that made me think of today's psalm. Because knowing that our series in the Psalms would be starting here in Psalm 46, I got to think of what was the message of these group of psalms that we were getting. And as I said, these are songs of strength and refuge. And you know, there's many places that we can look for strength and refuge, but it just so happened over these particular months, the tractor has been that for me as I've seen it going up and down the field or up and down the road and doing what it needs to do. It seems to be no matter what the incline, a tractor can do it. No matter how hard the ground, a tractor can do it. No matter what work needs to be done, these machines are capable of the task. A tractor can quite literally take any job you throw at it. And as the farmer, you have a great sense of knowing that you're in a machine that will not only keep you working with its great strength, but it's also a place of safety in your work. And I'm hoping by the end of August, we'll have reached Psalm 56. And as you'll read these psalms, as we read them together, and as we'll sing them together, we're going to see this coming out, this place of strength and safety and refuge. Something that is built strong, that will last, and that will do the work. See, as Israel would sing these psalms, they would affirm that there was no one in whom they could place their trust. The only one they could place their trust in was the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. The covenant God whom they knew to care for them and look after them. And so let's begin in the most famous of psalms, and let's see how it speaks of refuge and strength. And Psalm 46 naturally divides for us into two parts, and that's how we're going to look at it this morning. And the first part is a statement of fact in verses 1 to 7, and then it urges us for a response in verses 8 to 11. So beginning with a statement of fact, in verses 1 to 3, we begin with a strong statement of who God is. Look at these words. God is, not He might be, not when it suits him. God is our refuge and strength. God is an ever-present help in trouble. Whenever we think of these words, refuge and strength, maybe you didn't go initially to a tractor. It just happens to be what I've seen recently. Maybe you think of Dunluce Castle or even Greencastle. But particularly Dunluce Castle, where that old ruin is still clinging to the cliff. It hasn't fallen in. It was built however many hundreds of years ago. It was a place of safety, a place of security, and it continues to cling there to this day. Maybe that's what we think of something being a refuge and a strength. Well, the psalmist is basically saying whatever your image is, whatever you think is the most strongest and the most safest place, well, that's your image of God. Only He is greater.